The Pocahontas County Broadband Council, while cautiously optimistic, awaits a decision on approval of the Appalachian Regional Commission, or ARC's, broadband power grant, but is moving forward with other funding possibilities. At their July 22nd meeting, Sarah Riley said the current two top priorities, not necessarily in priority order, for the council are 1. Submitting correct broadband data the council has collected to the West Virginia Broadband Council to attempt to correct their incorrect speed data map of Pocahontas County. And the second one, pushing forward with the application for the broadband grant from the United States Commerce Department's National Telecommunications and Information Administration, or NTIA. Regarding the submission of data to the West Virginia Broadband Council, it was pointed out that the West Virginia Broadband Council is currently open for comments, but only from internet service providers, regional planning and development councils, and organizations such as county broadband councils. Region 4 Planning and Development Council, which is a partner of the Broadband Council, will be uploading accurate broadband speed data that has been collected by the County Broadband Council from specific areas of the county to the West Virginia Broadband Council. It was pointed out during the meeting that one of the biggest obstacles the county faces in receiving state broadband funding is that Frontier Communications has been awarded vast areas of the county by the FCC's Rural Digital Opportunity Fund, or RDOF, and those areas are unlikely to be eligible to receive state broadband funding, even though most of those areas are very underserved by broadband service, and Frontier may not get around to providing its RDOF areas fast internet for many years, if ever. It was agreed that Region 4 should still submit broadband speed data from those areas because there is always a chance that Frontier could lose its RDOF areas in the future. General Manager Robert Butler from the Spruce Knob Seneca Rocks Telephone Company has informed the council that they are out of funds to build new broadband connections to customers in their area of northern Pocahontas County. Regarding the NTIA grant, the deadline for submitting the grant application is August 7th. Sarah Riley suggested that we should apply for at least $14 million from the grant, even though the RDOF-designated areas of the county are off-limits for funding. Kelly Radcliffe from Thompson & Litton, or TNL, told the council that they are working to develop a list of priority areas to be considered for broadband under the NTIA grant. Radcliffe also said that if the county can offer a 10% local match, it would increase the likelihood of getting their application approved. Ruth Bland said the county schools telephoned the families of every enrolled student in June of 2020 and conducted their own internet speed survey. That survey showed that 41 students had no broadband service at home at all, and 473 had poor service. Bland can get that data to the Broadband Council. In other discussions, it was announced that the County Commission has approved TNL to be the consultant for the ARC grant and authorized TNL to spend the remaining study grant funds to assist with the NTIA grant application. TNL will also be working to assist the new broadband point of contact at the Cumberland Industrial Park near where I-77 meets the Virginia-West Virginia border. This will bring a lot of high-speed broadband from Atlanta, Georgia to West Virginia, which could benefit Pocahontas County. Kara Rose said there may be another grant for broadband from an outdoor tourism source and said that tourism should also be included as an additional justification in the NTIA application. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.